Vanilla manvelope right there. My gosh. Boom. We hit oil. And I actually have Sarah Siminski in the office. The office? Is this my office? Welcome to my office.
Do you want me to bring you some coffee, Pam?
Please. Take a letter. This is terrible. My gosh, it's been one of those days. No one can see me blushing. It's the radio. Thank you for joining us tonight, Sarah.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We have a cornucopia of projects to present this evening for our listening delectation.
Yeah.
Partly because you have been a very busy person.
Yeah. I've been on the Boston music scene since 2010, 11. And the first band that I did a proper recording with was what we just heard, which was called Vanilla Manvelope. And it was a short EP that we came out with. And then I was in several other projects, making lots of music, doing a lot of gigs around the Northeast, keeping busy. And to this day, I'm keeping very busy. And I just came out with a new project that I wanted to promote and talk about tonight.
Beautiful. And you guys are performing soon. Is that right?
Yeah. I have the new project that I have is called Sarah and the Wild Versatile. And we have a couple of shows coming up. We have a show tomorrow night, Thursday, at the Riverwalk Cafe in Nashua, New Hampshire, that starts at 9. We have another show coming up a couple blocks away from here on Thursday, February 25th, at the Thunder Road in Union Square in Somerville. And on April 1st, we have a show at the Lizard Lounge. And we're sharing that bill with the B3 Kings, and I'm a really big fan of their music. And they'll be featuring my very good friend Nefrock on vocals, and we'll be joining them on the bill.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And it's an April Fool's show, so you can't go wrong.
You really can't. Anything goes.
That is a fact right there.
You can get away with a lot. There's a lot of latitude in there. Yeah.
Well, before we chat a little bit further, because I want to chat with both of you, should we give the ladies and gentlemen a little taste of Sarah and the Wild Versatile?
Yes. The song you'll be listening to is called Hands to the Sky, and it's Sarah and the Wild Versatile.
Alrighty. And it sounds a little like this.
Superman. I'm no damsel in distress. I just needed a helping hand. You saw my cut shine like diamonds in the light. How was I to know? And havoc in my mind. Circles can't fit into squares, like I can't change the time. No matter what I say or do or try, if the past gives me my present, then I don't know why. I raise my hands to the sky to measure the distance between you and I. Beyond the tree, like that starlight hits you.
Brett has joined us, also from Sarah and the Wild Versatile, and a couple of other projects as well. A few other projects as well. You're both busy people.
I'm married to Sarah and the Wild Versatile. I'm not actually a performer.
You're married to the entire band.
Yes.
You're married to the whole band?
Yeah, right now I'm only wearing the one ring, but when I gig,
this is like
I wear
love,
all the rings.
But it's like big music.
It's worth it, though. It's worth it.
The eyebrow wiggle made that. It's worth it.
It's worth it. They all have special qualities.
Okay. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to the entirety of Sarah and the Wild Versatile. The very Wild Versatile.
Very.
So this is your brand new project. This is a project that the two of you kind of formed together, or you formed?
And Sarah and Eric Reardon, the guitarist, formed it together. Before this project, they were doing a duet project called Cozy Covers. And that was incredible. And maybe we can pull up some stuff for you to play in a few.
Yeah.
They eventually brought in keyboard, bass, drums, and made it a five-piece. Actually, they've recently added some strings, some horns. It's been getting interesting.
Yeah, the story about it is over 10 years ago, I met Eric Reardon. He's a guitar player in the North Shore. And we just started playing music together, just duo acoustic stuff. And for a couple years, I was living up in the North Shore, and he and I met all the time and wrote like many, many, many songs. So we started a couple bands. The one of them we started the set off with was Vanilla Manvelope. We started that one. We had that for a while. And then I got focused on another band that I was in, actually, with Brett here.
That was our band, yes.
Yeah, called The Big Old Dirty Bucket. But I missed playing the music that I wrote with Eric, and I missed writing with him. We have a really good connection. And I think musically we just speak each other's languages, and he says things with his instrument that I can't say with mine, and vice versa. So I think that we have a great relationship in that way. So we decided to just, let's start again another project. So that's where this one came in. And we have a two-song EP that you just played one of the songs. It's called Hands to the Sky. And in the spring, we're coming out with a full-length album that we've been working on. And Aaron Bellamy, who is a bassist extraordinaire and songwriter, he and his wife have a band called the ABs. They are my favorite band ever. And I'm actually playing with them tonight at Bill McCabe's. But he is producing our new album, and we've been working really hard on it. And I can't wait, Pam, for you to hear this stuff. It's really some of my heart is just straight in there, and got a lot to say, and I'm really excited about it.
And this is the same project you're performing with tonight, yes?
No.
So,
Pam, the thing
about, I get so
tonight's with the
blessed.
ABs.
My gosh, yeah. With the ABs.
Well, you know, I think these days it's really common, and I find myself doing, it's a trend that I also do a lot, is, you know, we moonlight with several different projects. Mm. So I predominantly have this band, Sarah and the Wild Versatile, but I also collaborate and work with the ABs. They have their core band, but I sit in with them all the time. There's another band called the Nephrock All-Stars, a very amazing funk band, and I sit in with them. I'm actually in that band now.
He'll never forgive me if I don't. That's NEPHROK, Nephrock.
Yeah. And I think, and then musicians around here, the community's so tight. Everybody ends up sitting in with each other and then making music, and then something new forms out of it. It's really organic, really exciting.
And for people who want to be part of that this evening, they can be.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You can go to Bull McCabe's this evening. The music has probably just started. And that's in Union Square in Somerville. And actually, the ABs and Neff perform there every Wednesday night. The music starts around 10 o'clock. And if you want to see what I look like in person, you will likely see me there every Wednesday, at least for the first set, because there's nothing more magical than making music with those guys. They're extraordinary.
And did you just fall in with them? I mean, it sounds as if you are surrounded by people who feed you artistically.
Oh, now you got to mention another band to explain that one. Sarah actually has a wedding band as well, mm-hmm. The Search Party, and in that she works with Nephrock mm-hmm. as well. So
yeah,
it all ties together.
But I think also being a local musician on the Boston music scene, I think and also being very approachable, like I'm not, and there's no paparazzi around me. When somebody, another musician, sees something, or they connect with me when I'm performing, or they're like, wow, I really relate to you or something, then it's very easy to be like, hey, come sit in at my gig, and then I'm happy to show up, because I think for me personally, making music is just, it's so joyful, and it's kind of very, very important to me. It's like my church. So, you know, getting to do it with people that have us feel the same way, that it's very high on their priority lists, and being good at it, practicing it, and honing their skills, and being open to learning from other people, I think that's the pool I swim in.
And did that grow up organically? And you just sort of found yourself, look at all of these people who are around me. Is that something that came out of being on the, you talked about being on the North Shore previously. Is that something, I know a lot of people, it seems like a lot of people who I know who are part of the music scene on the North Shore, there is very much this kind of brotherhood, sisterhood of like we play together, we go to each other's shows, we support one another, which is not to say that Boston proper isn't like that, but there's something, there does seem to be, if not something in the water, then something in the air. Has that been your experience?
I think it has. When I first started playing music, it was on the North Shore. And then shortly after, I was living here in Boston. And a lot of those friends that I made in that pool, that scene, were performing here. And they'd ask me to sit in. And I think it just, the network just naturally flowed here. It's kind of like wherever I go, I don't know. I can't really explain it. I don't think it's networking. It's not like business like.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's very natural and very much like just open. If I like somebody and what they do, I approach them and I tell them. And I think maybe just my disposition or my internal constitution comes out and they're like, oh wow, this person's pretty serious and they're pretty human and they want to, hey, let's hang out and let's collaborate. And I've found myself collaborating with a lot of people just very naturally, almost like meeting a new friend. That's what it's like for me. And I think being friendly and open in that way and almost vulnerable allows a lot of opportunities to come your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you seem to have boundless energy as well if you're working with all of these projects.
Yeah. I think the work is what gives me the energy. That and also Brett, who's sitting next to me, is my husband. And he has boundless support and love. And I think, everything's really wonderful right now. And I guess having such a good experience in life and just loving what I do, like all around, like during the day, in the evenings when I'm writing, or even when I'm just hanging out with my husband, like I'm surrounded by a lot of very positive, affirming energy, and it makes me curious. It makes me want to grow. It makes me want to get better at what I do. Like I don't see a ceiling. I have not reached any sort of pinnacle of anything. I just keep going like, wow, this can happen, or that, or I can get better at this, or that person there. I think aligning myself with musicians and artists who are just, they blow my mind, and saying, hey, can I collaborate with you, is how I get, I'm just so excited to be in that relationship and then share the things I've learned.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it absolutely is the kind of attitude, the kind of environment that you create. I mean, that's the thing. It's a place where you find yourself, but it's also a place that you create and continue to create around you.
Yeah.
On a daily basis, hour by hour, it's what you're giving out is also what you're getting in.
Yeah. I think it's a perspective, too. I mean, I can go the opposite direction of it and be like, oh, well, it's a business, and I have to market myself, and I have to look a certain way and be a certain way, and oh, my God, like, I have to be young and I have to compete with these younger, more talented people, all that stuff. And I think it's like being true to why my values and why I actually do this. I don't do this for attention. I don't do this because I make a paycheck. I don't do this because I need somebody to validate who I am as a human being. I do this because I have so much to give, and I want to give it. And I feel like when I do that, I'm serving myself, I'm serving the people around me. And I think the joy that I have, or just like even the deep emotion, I write a lot of stuff that's colored with just a lot of turmoil and a lot of different themes in my music. And I think that just by me being vulnerable and open to expressing those things and finding musicians who help me create vehicles for that expression, I think artists and audiences are very receptive to that. It's like their human radar goes off. They're like, hey, yeah, like that's a person. They're saying something that I feel too. And before you know it, we're in conversations and we're not really talking. It's like it's that audience to artist conversation that's, you know, present whenever we're performing or whenever they're listening to our music. And then you become like a part of their life. It's very intimate.
Yeah.
I love that. I really cherish that.
Yeah, it can be a very deep thing with the right artist, with the right performer, with the right audience. Yeah. If you're open and connecting with one another, then it is absolutely a group experience and also a very personal experience.
Yeah, and on the converse, people can really not like you and think you're annoying and be like, I don't want to listen to you anymore. That's okay too. Like, totally A-okay with me.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
I mean, everybody has their own selection system, you know? It's like, I connect with this, I don't connect with this other thing. And that's great.
Yeah. I've had no experience different. With that at all.
Of people not connecting with you?
No, it doesn't
That's
happen.
Outrageous. I can't imagine it. Now, can we talk about because there are a couple of songs that we were going to play from the project that you guys were in together, and you actually wrote songs about
one I wrote for her and one she wrote for me.
So Brett and I, for 5 years of our life and relationship together, we're in a band called The Big Old Dirty Bucket. Brett founded the band and I joined it shortly thereafter. It was a 10-piece funk band. We toured all over the Northeast. We had a really great time. And towards the end of that experience, we came out with our second album. Two of the songs that you're about to play are tunes that we wrote for one another. The first song is called Fine Fly Woman, and it's, I believe, if it's the fast up-tempo one, that's the one I wrote for Brett, expressing how much I just think he's awesome. It's kind of in the a la James Brown. And the second one Brett wrote
actually I wrote that much earlier than the album. I wrote it early in our relationship, actually. Our first year together was a little rocky because it's hard to balance a band and a relationship, you know. If there's issues in the band, how does that not fall on the relationship and vice versa, you know?
Yeah.
And after a year, there was at one point in time we were on the outs, and that's when I was like, you know what, no, she's the one. It's gonna happen. And I just sat down and wrote this song, and I tried. I don't know about you. I'm terrible at playing and singing at the same time. So I was trying to play it and sing it over the phone and on her voicemail. And so when she finally heard it, it actually said on it, take 117, and then it played. And after the, I'm proud to say, after that song, we never broke up again.
That song was actually a magic song.
Yeah,
it's called Vidalia because it makes me cry, like the Vidalia onion.
She originally wanted to call the song Onion. I was like, no,
so
no, you're not calling the song Onion. I settled on Vidalia because at least that sounds kind of pretty.
And it's a sweet onion.
It's a sweeter onion. Yes,
yes. Sweet onion.
You too. It is 4 days before Valentine's Day, as I keep reminding people. I know some people are going to be chagrined by that, but you know what? The calendar is the calendar is the calendar. So right up here, Big Old Dirty Bucket with a Big Old Dirty Bucket of love for you guys right now. And then we'll be back. I know we've got the concert report coming up. We've got another little chit-chat, but right up here, I believe this is Fine Fly Woman.
Since I first night, the way you pick me up and spin me round.
fine. Fly, woman. Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. That is a beautiful thing.
That's me. Fine, fly, woman, right here.
Because that is the song that you wrote for him.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
And we're going to, I mean, it's been a delight having you both with us.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you. It's been really nice being here.
And I'm really excited for your new album to come out.
Yes.
I know that you're performing tonight with one of your manifold friend groups, musician groups, yeah. Inspiration groups.
Yeah.
But once again, the ABs at Bull McCabe's in Somerville. Come check it out.
But you're the Sarah and the Wild Versatile. This is this weekend?
Yes. Tomorrow night, Thursday, we're at the Riverwalk Cafe in Nashua, New Hampshire at 9 p.m. And then in a couple weeks on Thursday, February 25th, we'll be at Thunder Road, which is at Union Square in Somerville. And then April 1st, April Fool's Day, we'll be at the Lizard Lounge with the B3 Kings.
I love it.
Yeah, really excited.
You're also playing something Friday, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm at Sunny Walker's with the ABs. Yeah.
You know, yeah. I see how you work as an instigator. I see this about you.
Oh, yeah,
that's
trouble.
A good thing. It's a good kind of trouble.
Yeah.
Well, it has been a delight.
Thanks so much, Ben.
And I think we're actually closing out with yet another, this is a romantic song, which you played specifically to make her cry. Was that the purpose?
Pretty much. And then my most torturous device ever, I made her sing it on the album and made her sing it live.
I mean, she named it at our wedding. Yeah.
It's called Vidalia because it made her cry like an onion. And then I made her sing it. I don't think I could have done anything worse to her, and she stuck with me anyway.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
I wish you could see the facial expressions and the whole season of expressions that went from I am so annoyed with you and you are so adorable and yes, it's fantastic. So right up here, big old dirty bucket with Vidalia. Thank you again, Sarah and Brett.
Thank you.
That was big old dirty bucket right there with Vidalia. And it's 10:35 p.m. and I have Ms. Paula here.
Here I am.
I have a feeling you might know what it's time for.
I do. All right, so let's get started. Thursday, February 11th, down at the Cantab Lounge, MJ Quark's 50th birthday party. Sorry, I don't know MJ Quark, but I have to make this announcement because my friends are in the band that are performing at the Cantab tomorrow night. Club Linehan A Go-Go. The band starts at 9, and MJ has been a part of the Boston music scene for over 35 years as a scenester, performer, writer, and goodwill ambassador. Club Linehan A Go-Go was a band he performed in when he was 19 years old with friends Kevin Linehan and Joe Quinn. The band has reunited, although he says they never broke up, for a series of well-received shows for, last year, including the Rat Beach Party. Longtime friends and bandmates Kenny Hyland and John Keegan are recent additions on lead guitar and sax. So come on down and celebrate tomorrow night at the Cantab. Over at Tavern at the End of the World, Pete Cassani opens things up starting at 9:30. Then the very lovely Vicky Porter and the very talented Gary Mondello close the night. At Sally O'Brien's, Asa Brebna and Friends. This is a very special show, so if you're friends with Asa, come on down. Say hello. Dwight and Nicole are at Johnny D's in beautiful downtown Davis Square. And that place is closing, so get it while you can. On Friday the 12th, a show that is near and dear to my heart, Chetstock, happens at Once Lounge with Dogzilla, Bim Scalabim, Dogmatics, Pajama Slave Dancers, Liz Borden Band, Moose and the Mudbugs, and Chet's All-Stars. This is a memorial event to support the Pine Street Inn. Chet's Last Call was a legendary indie rock dive bar in Boston's North End from 1983 to 1989, otherwise known as my living room. I was there several nights a week for a long time, and Chet's kindness helped countless bands. Chet died suddenly on December 10th, 2015. So come on down and support Pine Street Inn and see some great old punk bands from Chet's Last Call. On a totally different note, the amazingly talented Allie McGuirk opens for the always fun Tim Guerin at Atwood's. Petty Morals, Blow, Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys, and Drawstring Lamps are at Great Scott, and Titanics are at The Plow. Saturday afternoon, Annabelle Lord Patey, she was just here with Matt
Minigel.
It's funny because I copied that and it's spelled wrong. Matt Minigel. This is a 4 o'clock matinee show. And what's the deal? Do you have to bring a parent if you want to go to that show?
If you're under the age of 21,
yes,
you may attend provided you are with a parent.
Okay,
if
I like it.
If you are over the age of 21, you may attend on your own
or with a parent. I can go by myself or with my parents.
If you'd like to bring your mother or father, you'd be more than welcome to do so.
They would dig it.
Wouldn't that be adorable?
If they were still here.
Yeah.
Anyway, Love, Love, and the Devotion are at the Lizard. Gunpowder Gelatine is at Bella Luna. This is an all-female fronted Queen tribute band. Sounds interesting. And down in Providence, Lux lives with the Evil Streaks. Do you know who Lux is?
Lux Interior?
Yes!
What? No!
I swear to God.
No way!
Yes.
This is
a celebration of all things cramps. Yes, with the Evil Streaks, the Ice Picks, and Rumble Party at dusk. And then, for all of you lovers out there, on Valentine's Day, Ruby Rose Fox is at Atwood's. And there's a Plate of Shrimp reunion, and Bim Scalabim are at Johnny D's. On Monday, Downbeat Mondays continue with Matthew Stubbs, and the Antiguas are at The Plow. And on Wednesday, our very own Michael Stewart. His band is The Brigands, and they will be playing at PA's Lounge. So come on down for that. And then finally we have, on Wednesday, February 17th, Poison Idea, Child Bite, the FU's Liver, and Profit Margin are at Once. And that is all I have. So see you out there. Pam?
Beautiful. Yes.
Thank you.
I'm excited about all the shows that
are
coming
up. Yeah, there's a lot of shows. You got any plans?
For this weekend,
mm-hmm.
I have some friends that are getting married.
Oh, on Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. How romantic.
So that is my primary thing that I am doing this weekend.
Well, good for you.
So
have
I'm trying
fun.
To pack in as much music now.
Excellent.
And we do actually have High End. I believe they may be ready in Studio D. And I think we're going to throw it over to them so they can play their set. We're going to have a little chit-chat with them after.
Sounds good.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is High End.
said I don't really care. Social distress, I don't really care. Try walking a mile in my shoes, I'll show you what's fair. But I don't really care. I said I don't really care. I said I don't really care.
All right. Hello out there, Radio Land. So we're going to play some songs for you here in the, live in the studio. That song was called I Don't Really Care, and it is a tune we wrote about not caring about scene politics and all that good stuff and just playing good old rock and roll, and those are the folks we want to play with.
Baby.
Here's a song about greedy club owners. We'll be right back. That was a tune by The Boys. So as a portion of our set where we lose the anger, we get a little bit into
I'm not angry.
You're not angry? we get into a little bit of the other influences we have, which is some soul and garage rock. So this is that portion of the set.
What's the truth?
dancing. I said I'm not stop loving with my girl by my side, and it's just cool now, baby, baby. She's the sweetest thing I know. I don't even mind guys trying to compete. I know I love her strong as a beat when we're dancing. Non-stop dancing.
Next tune, Johnny.
It's a song called Blood Red Lips, and it's a wonderful piece written about sexual fetishes.
I have two on my guitar, so keep talking.
Well, I was given the lowdown on things I can't say, so I really can't talk anymore about this song.
We can talk about food.
We can talk about food.
They're food fetishes. Right?
This is a song about a food fetish.
All right, I'm good to go. I'm in tune.
All right, it's a song about kissing.